off once we go.
Leaving it hot.
Check it.
Hot.
Leaving it hot.
Leaving it hot.
I take it we began.
I don't know. You should double check because I'm not really sure.
Did it start?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the most unofficial beginning to the show we've ever done. All right,
well,
so
let's do an official one. After disaster.
That's never been
starting.
I don't sign off on that new theme to our show. Hey, let's just get right to it. Welcome to After Disaster. I'm Anderson. There's Mike Carano leaning very sexually to my right on a leather couch. There's Ty Ty.
I call this position suicide pact.
Way less sexual, way more passed out style to my left. And then my severe left.
Tap out, bro.
Listeners.
Wait, introduce me again. I got stepped over.
And there's Tyler to my left.
What up, pimps? That's many things.
I didn't sign off on that for sure.
All my pimps right now are saying, "What up, Ty?"
We should auction off the stack of contracts that we have to each sign off on whenever every new idea comes up.
Everyone remember that for the live show.
Yeah, yeah, it's gonna be a good.
Oh, jeez, yeah. What are you doing? Stop it!
I've got a thing. And
I've got
you
a thing too.
Don't.
Before we come out, MC, MC, MC. Everyone chant that. All.
I am so excited about the live show, guys. I'm actually prepping for it.
Don't you mean the live shows?
Are we announcing that now?
Why not?
Nope.
All right, let's announce it now.
Nope.
Right to the business. Let's get to it. Okay.
No. Let's not do it. Okay, do it.
September 2nd, here at the world famous Improv, we will be doing a live show. All three of us will be here. Mike Carano, Tyler will also be making it. Mm-hmm. He's ditching.
What up, pimps?
He's ditching his religious event that he was scheduled for, thanks to his very gracious
disavowed,
wife.
Disavowed my faith.
That's right.
I walked away.
And it's the first show we've done in over a year, and we're gonna be celebrating, what, our 7-year anniversary? Yeah,
we're not really celebrating anything.
We're just doing a fucking show.
We're just celebrating life.
And
celebrating still being alive.
Then we sold out. We actually sold more than we should have sold for the first one. So we've decided to do a second show. Yet it's not going to be, obviously, it's not going to be the exact same show. We're going to do a very, very different show altogether.
Second show.
Yeah. I think with the second show, we're going to have to talk about this.
We're going
to
have no amplification. We're just going to yell everything.
We could do that, but we should record it somehow. You know what I mean? Mm.
The second show, I thought we were going to do a Q&A session.
Yes, I was getting to that.
Now, I still have a problem with...
I have a problem with how loud you are.
Yeah, why are you so much louder than us?
Really.
You sound good. You sound like Howard Stern.
You sound like a...
And we sound
like
callers.
Really. Yes. Well, you're mistaken.
Say like, oh.
You're mistaken.
Say,
check one.
Get a load of her. Is that a Howard Stern thing?
It's not a Howard Stern.
Get a load of her. That's like a David Letterman.
Howard Stern thing.
No, when he has the porn stars on, he likes them.
He would never say get a load of her.
Get a load of her. That's like an old man thing. Pipe down.
He is an old man. He's like 60.
He'd say, wow, you're really hot. Wow, if I didn't have a wife, I'd be so banging you now.
That's a good impression.
I mean, I don't sound like him at all, but that's if you were reading what I was saying just now, that'd be like much more spot on.
You know what?
Get a load of her.
Don't you think women? I know I should. There's a woman here, but
I didn't even get to the introductions because it's just.
But don't you think women find that insulting when guys say stuff like that? If I didn't have a wife, I'd be banging you. Like she's just open to it.
No, they like it.
Of course. Of course. Let me continue.
If you didn't have a boyfriend, I'd be doing you right now. You have no say.
Mike is pointing at...
No, but I mean that's what it's like, right?
It's also,
like,
it's also still very loud.
Yeah, why are you the loudest?
I don't know. You want to start over?
No.
No, we should not start
this
over.
This is the best 5 minutes we've done.
Tyler will lose his what up my pimps or whatever, and he'll be very upset.
They're not my pimps. They're pimps.
What up my pimps?
If they're my pimps, then I'm their hooker.
I feel like...
Why do I have multiple shareholders?
To my immediate left is one
Andrew.
We should
sell shares to the After Disaster. That's not a bad idea.
Bad.
Raise funds.
That's not bad.
Raise
IPO.
Funds.
ADIPO.
You know what will happen?
What?
We'll get fired eventually from our own show.
Yeah, I can totally see that. Like 5 years
the
from now, it's like
vote.
5 years.
All new,
first
all
vote.
New members. No.
First week, they get rid of us.
We got
who would they replace us with?
Corolla, Jimmy Pardo, and
Ryan Seacrest.
Could we?
Oh, that wouldn't be
Ryan Seacrest would be Ty-Ty.
Which one am I?
That show.
Ty-Ty is Ryan Seacrest. Yeah.
Then I'm richer than both of those fucks.
It doesn't. We're not going by bank account stature.
Did you talk to Brian about that? About that?
Can we finish
podcasting
a
masterclass he was part of? And what the?
Yeah.
What
why was our
that?
Photo up on? The wall?
I don't know. I liked it.
Wait,
though.
What's
I
going
wasn't
on?
There. I'm not going. It was 10
okay,
a.m.
We'll
on Saturday.
We'll get back to that. We'll get back to
no,
that. I have
won't.
No idea
we're
what
never
the fuck you're talking about.
To it.
We're getting back
that's
to
old
that.
News.
To my immediate left, to my extreme, my severe left is Andrew.
Bobcat. Hey guys.
Andrew and Jess, listeners of the program, friends of the program, workers on groupers. They were the hardest workers probably on groupers, with the exception of maybe myself.
The introduction gets worse and worse. Workers, bags of skin holding in grossness.
First we started out as Bobcat.
Rotting flesh.
Yeah, you guys are
heading down the road to death.
People think it's Bobcat.
Listen, I got an email from...
stay right on
Jess,
that mic.
Right? I got an email from Jess.
When you're talking,
yes,
stay on it.
You got an email.
Way back in the day, saying, hey, you're gearing up to make groupers, and my boyfriend and I would love to do anything that you guys need. Yeah. So I'm
tell
like, hey,
what to do.
Give me your number. I'll call you up. Called you up. I did a little interview. I thought
right
you were lovely.
When you're talking.
Thought you were lovely. And
you guys
did
are
I talk
great.
To you before, Andrew?
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you were there, too. You were there
on,
as well. I thought it was just Jess that I was talking
to. Yeah, you're
to.
Trying to see if we were sane.
I need your guys' contact
that's
information because I have
yeah,
some...
Yeah, you chose wrong. We're completely insane.
And Andrew is such a giver that he actually took like what was some kind of like a 48-hour class or a two-day thing.
I took a PA boot camp.
Yeah.
I didn't even know there was
yeah.
such a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
They do have such a thing. They make it sound like
right
you need
on the mic.
To be a PA.
He
right on the mic.
There you go.
They make it sound like you need a class to be a PA.
Right.
I could teach that class.
I still don't know
what
how to make coffee, so I failed.
What'd you learn in the class?
What I learned? I learned not to say action. That's
really?
That's yeah. basically one of the main things that they said was
really?
Just don't say action.
Like, so in 2 days?
They put us on. No, what? It wasn't.
So you would
that.
Say
that
I failed
they
that
try to ingrain
being
in us
a PA.
The most.
What the weirdest part is Andrew is constantly yelling action on set.
Yeah,
and
so
it really
weird.
Fucked everything up.
Absolute rebellion.
And you, so you failed. Yes.
I did fail. Yes. I wasn't good at the class and it showed.
No, Andrew and Jess, every time I turn around on set, they would be doing.
Making out.
We had they did a lot of that too, but like we overtook this yeah. guy's house and we spray painted the walls and we did a lot. We made it look like a homeless encampment and an abandoned house, and we had to like make it look like it was fine again after we left, and that a lot of that got left on their shoulders, and they were constantly repainting.
I have
scrubbing.
A couple of pictures of Jess in the pool, just with the iPhone from pretty far away, but it's funny because she's like trying
the pool's
to not.
Empty.
She's like trying to not step in the water, and she's traversing the wall. Mm.
Spider monkey
cleaning. Yeah.
Right.
It was kind of amazing.
Just
but
be
you didn't
honest.
Get in the water.
I clearly have the worst microphone here.
Be honest.
No,
very
you
upsetting.
Don't. You sound fine.
No, that one sounds
that
so good.
That last day when we were all in the bottom of the pool, there was probably about eight of us or so scrubbing the spray paint.
Bleach.
And it was not coming off. It was scary because it was yeah. not coming off the sides yeah. of the walls.
Scarier now
of
because.
The pool. I helped for maybe a couple hours. How much shit was talk when I
you
left?
Did?
Were people like, oh, yeah, there he goes.
Be honest.
So much shit.
This is the honest
one. No. I honestly don't remember anyone talking shit about you.
That's boring.
Yeah. I know, I'm pretty boring.
Do you remember, did anyone bring up that, why is Mike Carano's carpet cleaner still here?
Did you not get that back ever?
I did not get it back. I got a text from the girl
I guess
who
you didn't
I
go to that
borrowed it
PA
from me
school,
saying,
did you?
Your carpet cleaner's at the house. And I was like, yeah, that sucks, because I'm not going back
yeah,
there.
Yeah, Mike brought it to help her.
Yeah.
Mike,
yeah, you
if,
know,
if
you learn
a car
things
that can
on
go places.
Every show. You learn people that people you want to work with again, and maybe some people that you might not want to work with again.
Yep.
It's everything's
some
a learning
people
process.
You don't want to work with again, but you just want to have sex with.
I didn't
want to
have sex.
We should have left
with.
Her mattress at the house then, actually, too, because she kept bringing her mattress from
yes.
the van, like multiple times.
Right on the
right.
mic.
So it would have been even that way.
Right, right.
But actually, the carpet cleaner was probably more expensive than the mattress.
I get mad, but then I think,
probably
oh, yeah,
not.
She brought her own fucking personal mattress to be the yeah. gross, stingy... stingy. No, the mattress in the back of the van that the two boys are
that
subdued
was
on.
That was pretty good.
That was her mattress.
Yeah,
no,
that was,
it fit
I
with the apartment, though, like where it came from.
What's
it,
that?
It fit with the apartment where it came from. It was kind of like the back of the van in the first place.
Oh, you saw her apartment is what you're saying.
Yes, we did.
Oh, yeah, well, now we're talking shit. I didn't want to... and I wasn't going to mention the fact that the two actors now have scabies as well. And
yeah.
I think it might have something to do with the...
And we've all...
With the mattress. I'm kidding. No, how? I mean, she gave, everyone gave a ton on this project. That's what
yes.
happens on these really small projects. So we're not trying to talk shit here. So let's
there was
on.
No, there's no shit to be talked. It was a good time. Good time had by most.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was a very good time.
Yeah. Okay, Andrew, I'm not going to say
experience.
This again.
Andrew
I'm
also
start getting mad.
Andrew,
you need to get right on that mic when you're talking.
Andrew and Jess didn't get paid a dime, right?
They need to
they
be
got,
right on it.
They got
I'm
paid
right on
food.
It.
Otherwise, it picks up nothing.
And then months later, I found out just a few weeks ago.
I'm sorry for yelling.
Just a few weeks ago.
I'm in a bad mood.
Andrew, was out of pocket. Like he had to go and buy shit with his own money, and he was
he
still owed that money.
That's
and no one let me know.
That's
it was a glass eyeball. It was cool.
That's the final lesson of PA school, is that you're going to buy some shit.
The glass eyeball that he paid for should not have had to get and got because I already went and as I have an actual friend who has glass eyeballs because he's fucking, he has no eyes. And
stop
I said,
bragging.
Hey,
I'm sure
Jesus,
you're not gonna borrow his medical.
I called him up. And he lives in Arkansas now, but he's like, he used to live like in a deep
Mail
LA.
Mail me your eyes.
And I said, Jesus, can I have your eyes? And he says, yeah.
Came from the hospital.
You can have my eyes.
Like $2,000 each.
And I went all the way to his fucking mom's house, and I said, hi, I'm here for your son's eyes. And she brought him out, and it was like a whole afternoon.
She goes, that's what the man who poked him out said.
I brought them to the set. And I'm like, here are the eyes, or the glass eye that we're going to use.
Are you saying he sent you an eye message?
It's me.
I bring them to the set. I give them.
There's no eye in team.
I give them to the people that are going to be in charge of the props and everything, and they mysteriously disappear for 2 days. So now we have to go out and get a last minute, like, rent an eye. And it really sucked.
Where do you rent an eye?
But here's the thing.
Go get a gumball and you get a magic marker.
I told my buddy who has no eyes, who I borrowed his eyes, and I said, one of your eyes is going to be in the movie. And he was thrilled. And I'm going to continue that lie because he'll never know.
I got you.
I'll back you up.
He doesn't hear this.
He'll never know because the eye that we got is a blue eye and his was like very brown. So
if he hears it,
just send it to.
That's what I'm thinking.
I forgot about that.
Send it up to Lucas. You know, get that baby made brown.
Mm-hmm. Like
LucasArts.
Probably do it for
Lucas.
30, 40 grand.
So what's up, guys? What's going on?
I'll tell you something.
We were trying to talk about the podcast masterclass that our show was involved
in. Okay, yeah, okay. So what is this? Tell me.
I don't know.
We don't know.
We thought you would know.
How would I know?
Didn't you talk to Brian?
I don't talk to him about anything other than like movies and how he's
dumb. He and Corolla did a podcasting masterclass.
They're up on a stage like talking to a crowd, and behind them on a screen is like eight different podcast logos, including ours.
The After Disaster is up there.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah.
But why? What? When did this happen?
Saturday.
What?
Saturday morning.
Wait a minute.
I think the more important.
I saw him since then, too.
I do think that it's important that Brian did give a shout out to this show for once then.
Did he? Well,
if he put it up
the information?
I'm still.
Wait, were you there?
No, he's going off the information he just got right now.
Now, don't just sit there quietly while I'm going, does anyone know what's happening?
No, he just heard that our logo is up there.
I saw it on Facebook, too, advertised. The masterclass from Adam Carolla.
Yeah.
However, that doesn't mean that we weren't up on the slide of bad shows.
Yeah.
Shows not to.
Don't do this. And it's like our show.
What were the other shows?
It was good ones.
Oh.
But we were like in the lower corner. So maybe it's like.
I feel like we could sue. I feel like we have a lawsuit.
Okay.
We should get a chunk of whatever they made.
Yeah.
I think.
Hey, guys, I got your $5. We owe the attorney $3,000.
Okay. I thought that they did a masterclass like the kind that you buy like for like $99 online that a lot of people are doing now.
Yeah. That is what it is. It was.
Oh, so it's going to be recurring and.
It's like a one-time deal.
Online.
Show up at 10 a.m.
So
on
that's
Saturday.
Not what it is.
I'm going to kill myself.
I thought it was one of those things like I got a Werner Herzog. A listener got a chat with Andy, and instead of giving me the money, he said, I'm going to buy you the Werner Herzog thing, which is a greater value, which I leapt at. And I now got the Werner Herzog
the wall and
wine on my blanket.
Guys, I got 6 hours of Werner Herzog talking to me about making movies.
Talking to you specifically?
Well, I mean, no, it's a fucking tape, dude. Oh. You go in like a virtual class.
Oh.
But it's 6 hours of him talking
about.
Does
he look at the camera?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Creeps me out.
Is it shot like a Werner documentary?
A little bit. I've only watched the intro because I'm so busy. I haven't had time, but I'm going to have 6 hours.
You know what I would do if I were teaching that class?
Thanks to Paul.
I would reach towards the camera and go, ask your friend to rub your shoulders. It is me. And just put your hands outside the frame of the camera like you're rubbing their shoulders.
That's what virtual. You do?
Yeah, wouldn't that be cool?
Mike, you have a million cameras. You could just do that. Why would you only do that if you were
No, if I had an audience to watch me.
You have an audience.
So Adam.
You're right. Good point.
And
so
Brian
forget
did
I said,
this.
Let's delete that part so I can not.
And it was
that,
a one-time
that
thing.
Great gem of a joke.
One-time thing. Where they do it? And is it
Irvine over? Improv.
And it was just a one-time. It wasn't like the thing that I got with Werner.
Right.
Thanks to listener
you're
Paul.
Right.
It
was a one-time thing.
Okay. I will definitely ask him about it. We're not doing the show for a couple
tonight?
Weeks.
What is happening?
I am. I'm.
Mike gets manic when there's people in the room.
I am. Yes. I'm in a. I don't need to mention it again. That I'm going through stress and I'm not well. I'm very, very freaked out lately and very, very on edge. And my anger is back full force.
Are you not meditating?
I stopped meditating, stopped taking my drugs, stopped going to meetings like 3 months ago.
I wonder what's making you mad again.
And I already talked to my therapist about it. She goes, I really think it's the drugs. You need to start taking them again. And I was like, I don't need to. I was like, don't fucking tell me what to do. So today I went, you know what? I have to start enjoying my life pronto, stat, ASAP, right this moment. Mm. And I got up and I decided to drive over the hill and have some seafood at Malibu Seafood while I looked out over the ocean eating some crab and some bread and some butter. And it was going to be a nice time.
Sounds
and
extravagant.
I did that, except for the fact that when I got to the bottom of Canaan Road, I forgot it's left and I went right and started daydreaming until I was 11 miles from Oxnard. It was 20-something miles I drove the wrong way, had to backtrack.
Good thing you don't have a lease.
I got to Malibu Seafood. I said it out loud to myself. I don't care how long the line is, as long as this fucking Jeremy Piven dude, looking dude, is not in line in front of me, who was behind me on the road. Mm-hmm. And I had to stop and pee first, and he's in line in front of me. So
it Do you not like off, the back of his head? Was
started
that
off on the wrong foot. I'm sorry to complain about this, but I wanted to go home and take a nap longer than the 30 minute nap I took. You know how long it took me to get from Malibu? You know how long it took me to get from Malibu back home? 3 hours.
What?
Fucking hours.
Why? Why? Today?
Dark red, 100% on the freeway all the way back to Studio City.
What's
3 hours.
Right, before you go any further, for those of you from not from this area, and I don't know.
And if you want to know what time I split.
Malibu Seafood is not the picturesque place that you might be imagining.
It's a dump and it's mediocre.
It's on the wrong side of the PCH. Correct. So it's not even on the ocean side. It's picnic tables, and you got to stand in a horrific
line. Is that the
place
that there's always bikers?
There's a lobster sunning himself on the poster.
And it's expensive, and it's not that good.
And it's all deep fried.
No.
Why were you going there?
Fair food.
I had a crab cocktail today. I had a crab cocktail and a piece of bread, and it was $24.
That's absurd. It's ridiculous. And it's a tourist trap for people from from out of town.
And for me.
Why would you go to that? Why wouldn't you go to Moon Shadows or something? Have an appetizer.
That's a regular restaurant.
That's great.
This was a place to enjoy the day. Look out over the ocean from a scummy bird shit covered picnic table next to tourists.
What about Paradise Cove?
Yeah, Paradise Cove.
I don't know what's there.
Paradise Cove has a beautiful restaurant and a private beach too.
I don't want to go to a beautiful restaurant when I'm wearing flip flop shorts and a tank top.
Everyone else is too.
I got you there. I'm not wearing a tank top.
You can sit on a picnic table with your
feet into the mic, Andrew. Into the mic.
That's not too shabby.
Thought I was.
It's true. And you know when you're waiting for your table and they're like, "Here, take this little vibrating disc." Mm-hmm. No, it's a lobster. It's a little vibrating lobster.
What?
Yeah, and it lights up. Pretty tight.
You know, that's not a bad idea. They give you a real lobster and they put some kind of a vibrating device on it.
It's a really bad idea, Mike.
It
triggers
good.
Like a nerve and the lobster starts freaking out and you run back and go, "Hey, get this fucking
You guys
thing
ever
out of
hear that story? It's an old wives' tale. It's one of those urban legends, I believe, but I don't even know what I want to talk about it.
All right,
I just got so excited about this.
I think I brought it up years ago. I love urban legends, especially when they involve lobsters
being electrocuted.
Years ago on the show, but they found a woman... Let's see if I got the details. And I apologize, Jess. I know you're a lovely lady, and you're going to have to hear this filthy, filthy story.
It's okay. I'm filthy.
You know that story, they found a, and Paul Thomas Anderson, put it in the beginning of Magnolia, where they found the guy in the scuba gear, full scuba
Spoilers.
Gear, top of a tree in the forest. How'd
Patton
he get
Oswald.
There? Right? It's Patton Oswalt. Exactly. Yeah. It's one of those stories,
but
it's grosser. So the fire department comes in. They find this woman knocked out unconscious on the side of a toilet. And she had a lobster hanging out of herself.
Mm-hmm. No, stop.
And apparently, and his face was all burned. The lobster's face was burned. And apparently, so the urban legend goes, there was something else about eggs or something. Yeah, lobster roe. But she wanted to get off.
Here it is on Snopes.
Really? Yeah. Tell me. Talk to me. Let's get the official.
This is filed under... risky business.
why was his face burned?
Wait till you hear.
Can I?
Wait till you hear.
Account of a woman who was infested with shrimp after masturbating with a lobster.
Yes.
The legend. The lobster with which a woman was masturbating defecated into her vagina, implanting brine shrimp eggs, which hatched inside her.
Yes.
Wait, immediately?
Because, go ahead.
Lobsters give birth to shrimp?
They're
I didn't know this either.
No, they look like shrimp,
would
but they're all the same.
Would you like me to read the original email that went around with the
Why
story?
Yes, because did anything about the because that's not exciting. Cucumbers are dull. She graduated from cucumber by the time she was 10. What was anything about burned face on there?
Well, can I read the story?
Yes, you can. Go ahead.
This is collected via email in the year 2000.
Sounds about right.
If you read one disgusting story this year. Let it be this one.
Tyler, please don't use that voice.
Susie DeLucci and the Miracle of Life.
What'd I say?
One morning around 5 a.m., 22-year-old... Sounds hot, Mike. Susan DeLucci of Kittery, Maine.
I'm sorry, wait. I got an email the other day from Avery, and he referred to Mike as the one that likes kids.
Aw.
I don't appreciate that
at all. I wouldn't think you would.
In fact, I was watching a really... mediocre documentary on Netflix today about the guy who founded the elite modeling agency,
uh-huh.
and he narrates it, or else it's a guy that sounds like him, and it's just this douche. It's like the kid stays in the picture, douchiness.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's at one,
even though I love that guy,
at one point he goes, "That's when I started having an affair with Linda Evangelista." He goes, "I fell in love with her. She was 16, I was 41," and I was like, "Is that okay?"
It's 70s, right?
I don't know, but I was like,
"Why'd you ask? Is that okay?"
It's like, is he bragging about this? Like, this is something that you would bring up and brag about on a documentary?
It's like a modern day documentary.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Old school guy. No, I honestly that was totally out of context for Avery.
It was out of context and out of line.
I just upset.
But I also just thought this guy, that like how is because I stopped. I didn't watch it after that, but I was just like, you're just a total fucking creep. Who the modeling agency guy that just wants to fuck kid?
Uh-huh.
Like
okay,
he's the epitome of why people think modeling agencies are bad.
Well, yeah, I guess it's like a good.
What I'm saying is, I'm starting a modeling agency. You guys want in?
All right, Tyler, please continue.
I don't even like models.
They are vapid for the most part. All right.
Yeah.
One morning around 5 a.m., the 22-year-old Susan DeLucci of Kittery, Maine, woke up with a painful need to urinate. At first, she thought she had diarrhea.
Oh, Jesus.
But when she stood
like
up
this.
Out of bed, she realized that it was urinary pain. Mm-hmm. It was very similar to the feeling of having diarrhea.
And she had a craving for cocktail sauce on her vagina.
Just
he said cock.
Out the wrong hole.
Oh, come on. This is the filthiest the show's
she
ever
wobbled
been.
Yeah, to the toilet, troubling. And upon sitting on it, her vagina erupted into the most horrific, messy, farting
okay,
noise.
I got to be honest with you. The way this is written is so, heard. It's like a high school kid.
Oh, for sure.
Is trying to sound smart.
Right.
She wobbled to the toilet. Really? Is that the first-hand account?
Right. Okay.
Then what happened, lady? I wobbled to the toilet.
Right.
In paralyzing pain, Miss DeLucci, for the next few minutes, continued to push and squirt out of her vagina a burning tide of wretch and filth while she gripped the sides of the toilet white-knuckled.
This sounds like a script.
She was screaming wildly, and the neighbors called the police.
Mm.
When medics arrived, they found Miss DeLucci. They changed the name? It was DeLucci two paragraphs ago.
Yeah, I'm losing faith in this story.
Continue. When medics arrived,
got the best part yet.
They found Miss DeNucci unconscious, lying on the floor of her bathroom, wearing nothing but her bathrobe. Mm. Nice. Running down her leg was a stream of brown and green syrup. What? The medic had to transfer her to a stretcher.
I find it hard to believe that was syrup.
So he grabbed her left leg, which was bent, crossing her other leg to straighten her out.
Mm.
She was lying there all twisted up. When he lifted her leg to
like
straighten her body out.
She just
out.
Said like a pretzel. It would
this
have
guy
added
spent
description.
Four sentences talking about straightening her legs out.
Mm-hmm.
He exposed her vagina, at which point a creature no larger than the tip of a finger wormed its way out of her genitals.
Oh, Jesus.
And landed on the floor with a wet popping sound.
This is not a true story.
Shocked, the medic stared at the creature that was lying on the tile bathroom floor in a casing of mucus.
Mm-hmm.
It was a tiny mud shrimp. And it sat there on the cold floor, gasping for water while flipping itself back and forth.
Mm.
The horrified medic turned to the toilet as he felt nauseous.
Wait, now the guy's
in.
An army reporter, the medic?
When he put his face down into the toilet to puke, what he saw was so horrific that to this day he cannot look into a toilet without convulsing.
That sucks. Like 4 or 5 times a day he's got to pee. Yeah. He's convulsing.
Yeah.
He's got to go to the bathroom. Like old men.
Ridley Scott movie.
Wait. 4 or 5 times a day is a lot?
Yeah.
Is it really?
That's not a lot.
Yeah.
I probably pee 15 times a day.
Yeah, he pees 30, so you guys are not good.
But I
references.
Also drink like a gallon of water a day.
So do I pee as soon as I wake up. I pee like a half an hour later. I pee like 2 hours later.
Entire toilet bowl was
I pee
boiling. Because
I'm bored. I just go in and pee.
Baby brown mud shrimp
go in there,
flipping
look in the toilet.
And splashing at a furious pace.
That's not, the story is like ridiculous.
Sea monkeys.
If you think that is bad, wait until you hear how it happened.
Ooh, all right. Here's the good part. Let's get
Miss
to the good part.
DeLucci, she's back to with an L.
Maybe she got married halfway
Luigi.
Through the story.
Miss DeLucci's official death was the result of a combination of shock and severe head trauma.
Oh, she died. I guess she died. It's no longer funny. This is offensive now.
Nope.
Stood up over the toilet in pain.
What if she was so into masturbating with seafood she had she had like a crab on each nipple?
That's a weird fetish.
Like nipple clamps? Yeah.
Okay, why is a hot dog not good enough?
Hot dogs.
She graduated from hot dogs when she was in seventh grade.
We had a hot dog girl where I went to high school.
Some people
always a hot dog. I had
some
a pickle
don't
girl.
Eat pork.
A pickle?
Some people
pickle
don't
girl.
Eat pork.
Yeah, they called her Nikki Pickle.
Was it a cucumber first?
That sounds like
she
a rumor,
she might have pickled
too.
It. That's gross. All right. This is the filthiest
Can you
show.
Imagine the bullying Nikki Pickle? Here comes Nikki Pickle. And she's like, yeah, I like to enjoy my body. Thanks.
Her name was Four Fingers Nikki for a
thanks.
While.
Thanks. I can't afford a super expensive dildo, and I had to use a pickle.
Tie.
She stood up over the toilet in pain, and when she saw what she had
done... Wait, is that why they called me a Mike Bologna sandwich?
She was dead.
She went into shock and fell, smashing her head on the toilet and then on the floor. It's believed by medical police... that's not a thing.
Why did I bring this up?
Medical police!
That on two nights before the accident...
I want to track down the
author of this.
The moron that wrote this article.
What is he doing right now? Yeah. You know it's a he.
Oh, it's
what
like,
is? Where is he right
there's
now?
There's a very good chance this guy listens to our show.
What is this guy doing in life right now?
It is believed by
New York Times Pulitzer Prize winning author.
It is believed by medical police.
Yeah. What is the medical police? Mom, I want to be a doctor and a cop.
That's right. Medical cop.
Maybe this
got a few questions to ask you. How long's the pain been there?
Tonight,
tell the truth.
Doctor cop.
Pull you over.
Good medical cop, bad medical cop. The oldest game in the business.
They pull you over.
Do you have cancer? I don't know. Tell him if you have cancer.
They pull you over. You're driving like you're in pain. Let me check your neck. All right, continue on with the lobster tail.
It is believed.
Get it, lobster tail. Get it.
That is good.
Where are you guys going?
I don't. We're so good. They're almost out of the room. Sorry. We didn't refer to them. It was like, as soon as they're about to exit, you have to bring them up. And now it's confusing.
Sorry. Paige and her sister just walked through.
Where'd they go?
I don't know. I was going to ask, but they didn't answer.
By medical police.
The medical judge deemed the fish guilty.
What?
I don't know.
Fish?
I don't know.
It's a crustacean.
Okay.
The fireman lawyer walked in at that moment.
That's right. Well, it kind of was true in the Western days. You got the barbershop judge.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The barber judge.
Yep.
Bartender.
Everyone knows about the barber judge.
I saw Deadwood, yes.
Hey, by the way.
Oh, Jesus.
Everyone.
If the listeners can see the pain that Tyler's in trying to get through this.
If you drive around in Los Angeles, especially in the valley,
yeah.
And you'll back me up on this,
uh-huh.
Every locksmith is a criminal. Doesn't every locksmith look like a criminal? Like, would you trust that guy?
Well,
the locksmith on the corner of Laurel Canyon and Ventura is like covered. He looks like a gangbanger covered in neck
that
pats.
Work in the valley. I mean,
yeah, you're
let's
right.
Let's be honest. Wait till I tell you about the engraving Russian that I had to deal with this week.
All wait! Right. I want to get something engraved.
Well, I got a place for you.
Okay.
I actually had a man say
I
this to me
USSR
on the phone.
I put USSR on it, too.
I had a man
what
say this to me.
What the fuck accent was that?
I put... You don't know accents.
Hello, my name is Boris. I am from USSR.
I got to delete this. I'm not going to. I'm just joking.
Russian said this to me on the phone. This was almost like a bucket list type thing.
Yeah.
There was a long pause after
good
I asked
luck him. Getting nuked, loser.
Oh, my God. Mike is
am
just so
I
manic.
Am I finish this?
Oh, yeah.
Or?
We'll get to it. And I asked the question. Like, it was a very important question and for me at the moment. And there was a long pause. And then he goes, it can be done.
Oh, no.
And I felt such a gratification. Like, I actually heard a Russian say, it can be done. I was so happy with that. All right, Tyler, please continue. Because if you don't get to the point on the story that I thought was worthy of bringing up, it's going to be very disappointing, and I'll have to tell it.
Oh, God.
Okay, so as of now, she's dead.
Yes,
it is believed by medical police that on two nights before the accident, she had purchased... a live lobster at a fish market. While lying in a tub, she gently inserted the creature's tail into her vagina to derive pleasure.
Because, boy, it sure looks...
And at that point, she held a lighter.
Yes, there we go.
Under the creature's face.
Right.
In the tub, under the water in the tub?
Mm-hmm.
Causing it to flip its tail in a violent snapping motion.
Right.
Yeah.
The medics...
Oh, Jess responded to that. She's like, I can see how, as a woman in the room, I can see how
idea?
That would be good. She responded.
The medical police found lesbian XXX video in the VCR, and the TV was positioned on a table in front of the tub. The lobster was found in the kitchen garbage
can. Wait, she's got the lobster up inside of her, and she still needs porn?
She has a TV by the tub, too. Is she trying to bring the Final Destination monster in, too?
The final countdown.
No. Oh, you said destination. Sorry.
Traces of Miss DeLucci's DNA were found on the lobster, along with pubic hairs that had wedged themselves between the lobster's tail joints.
Can you still eat it?
Tail joints?
I don't
is that
think
official?
Tail joints would be the...
Is that official?
I think it would be.
Hey, you know what's a better idea? You know what's a safer idea? Is putting like a segments. Cat's paw in your vagina and lighting his tail on fire.
We've talked about this. That's literally a joke from our show.
It is?
Putting a cat paw in and lighting its tail on fire? We've never said that. No one's ever said that.
I don't remember that joke.
No one in the world has ever said that.
Some sort of joke about putting a cat's head in a vagina and lighting the tail on fire.
That's different. The claw would be more dangerous.
Yeah. Okay, Tyler, continue, please.
Make sure you don't get accidentally just by
double. We're done, right?
The medical jury is out on that one, Mike.
We're done, right?
Oh, wait, we haven't got a part where she was on her period.
We're pretty done.
Wait until the Judge Cowboy weighs in on this.
I reckon you're not guilty.
Doctors believe the lobster had eaten the
little
shrimps.
Now it's going to a doctor?
And had crapped them out into Miss DeLucci's...
What? Now it's just getting absurd. Let's get off it.
DeLucci's...
Why not just...
No, just
when she was torturing
okay,
it.
Okay, let's stop. Stop. Hey. My wife listens to this show.
Yeah, and she doesn't need this idea planned.
People's mothers listen to this show.
The ultimate orgasm.
Don't need to.
These are the much larger versions of the popular sea monkey pets sold throughout the U.S. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Wait, there's a much larger version of the sea monkey?
Yeah, they're called, prawns.
Would you like the Snopes summary of this?
What does that entail? I mean, is it more of the same? Because I think
it says, confirm! Just kidding, it's fake.
Okay, now here's the problem, though. Here's the problem. Thanks to Snopes, thanks to dumbasses like me, guaranteed someone has tried this since. Guaranteed.
Wait, are you saying you tried this?
Well, I guess that would be the only way I could guarantee it unless I was in the same room and I saw it. But no, I did not.
I guarantee you guys.
The most disturbing part by far was that she held a lighter to like torture this little thing to make it like spasm its tail. Yeah. It's just, what is wrong with this 22-year-old woman?
Well, I think it's disturbing she kept the lobster for 2 days afterwards for the medical police to find it, too.
It was in the trash.
It was in the trash.
She didn't take the trash out. She's a lazy bitch.
No, she died.
So a hoarder.
And she died. I'm
pretty sure.
She got in the trash, though. She got in the trash and then...
Shrimp climbing out of
your
vagina.
She died 2 days after her pleasure-filled tub experience.
At least she didn't eat it.
Because it took 2 days for the things
to
hatch inside of her.
Why'd she get in the tub for this?
Less mess.
Under the sea.
What if she salted the water to make the lobster more
under the sea.
Okay.
Taking a lobster, boiling it, and putting it inside
though,
of me.
Jess said, ooh, for a second about
it. I heard. I know.
Yeah, so that's why I think somebody would have tried
it.
Somebody
on a lot of
the
drugs.
Room thought it might be a good idea.
And now, like, it's really easy to go, oh, what kind of drugs is that person on? But I can tell you that anyone who's going to these lengths, and I know it's fake, but people go to those lengths with the orgasms and the self gratification over there. A lot of the time, they're on lots of drugs,
of course,
and they need to like heighten it to like Randy Marsh levels from.
I'm just glad it's
South
not
Park.
Real because it's just like so shellfish to do that.
I want you to get the fuck out.
That was a good one.
Hey, you know what we could do is end the show right now.
Yeah.
Erase it, start over, and just everything we just did, make that the live show.
We could just play this.
You know what? We could just write it out like it's a script, memorize it.
We need to top something, this,
Mike,
this horrific story.
Your Star Trek phone is ringing.
God damn it.
Did you guys see? You guys see this? You hear about this?
You guys hear about this one? You hear
about this one? Back. Did you get me up for a while?
Why do you have zero respect for the show, Michael?
Sorry.
Michael, why do you have no... Like, if one of us did that, you'd be irate.
I know. I thought I'm
play your Gordon Ramsay.
And now you're not talking...
Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, I don't anymore, because I've been ridiculed and
no, I wouldn't have. I wouldn't have taken it if I didn't think it was important. It was my brother.
Oh, okay.
Who's your brother?
Very important man, apparently.
Shaft. No, we got some family issues going down, and I'm waiting for...
Who doesn't, really?
I know. You're right.
You got a family issues, you know what I'm saying?
Correct.
Did you guys see in the UK the jogger pushing the woman?
Yes.
No, what happened?
And they arrested him today.
What happened?
I'm not big on like
jogging, women pushing.
Just missed it.
UK.
I'm not really into like news stories and I'm not into news.
I don't really like.
I'm not into books, news stories. I don't care about your opinion.
Like the Menendez brothers, OJ. Like I lived through some of the biggest trials. Yeah. And Michael Jackson. Like I don't give a. I couldn't care any less. Like I will watch this if they put this guy on trial. Yeah. I must know.
Yeah,
what in the fuck was this guy thinking? Who was he? Why did he do it? So here's the story. They got surveillance video of it. Mm-hmm. It's shocking.
As they do all over England.
It's shocking. It will shock you.
I don't want to watch it then if it's upsetting.
It could have been so upsetting.
Shocking corresponds with upsetting to me.
A man's
like
jogging down the street, jogging, right? He passes some guy in a suit, some geezer
street.
In a suit.
Okay.
And then he's jogging, jogging. Are you going to bring it up right now? And then All right, we're Tyler's showing the video now to Corona.
Well, this is the worst.
Is this going to fuck me up?
No, she doesn't.
So he's running towards now a woman is walking his opposite direction and just it was like instinctual, just like forearm shivers her into traffic. And there's a giant, I know it's a cliche, London or UK, but it's a double-decker bus. And if that bus driver was looking down at his phone or looking in the rearview mirror or looking at the vista in front of him, if he was looking anywhere other than at that moment to the left of him, he would have.
Oh, my God.
Him. See how close that was? Like the bus driver just in the nick of time.
And they arrested
He's like
the
a modern day Sully.
They arrested the bus driver.
Yeah, oh, good, good. Yeah, put that fucker away, man. Why'd he swerve?
So next time you got to run her over.
So when I first heard about it, it was like the day of or something, the day after. And they were like looking, like, if anyone knows this man, like it was a big story on like BBC. And I guess that just today they found the guy and they arrested him. I can't wait. And then here's the best part. 30 minutes later or so, he's a jogger, right? So he's jogging the other way and they're like tending to this woman and she sees him and she's like, that's the guy. But I guess there's no like police medics around. So they didn't.
Just a bunch of whistles going off in
nice
the background.
Nice callback, asshole.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, police. Because they were doing medical work on it too. So it would have been perfect if they happened to be police. They would have jumped up. Fuck you. I like the callback when I do it.
Would they have jumped up?
Finally, we get to the crux
callback.
Of the matter.
It's like callback.
399 episodes.
No, callbacks suck. If it's just for the sake of like, oh, I remember that. Let's all laugh.
Are you over this?
You guys, no, you just did.
I know, and I didn't get a laugh, and I'm okay with that.
Are you guys surprised that that doesn't happen more often?
Callbacks?
No, you're just walking by. You push someone. Like,
no, you
on
hear
the
about like the freaks like in the in New York, like throwing.
That's what
you
I'm saying though. Every time I'm in New York when I'm in the subway, I'm like, why aren't more people being pushed?
Every time
people
you're in
do
New York,
get pushed.
Yeah, but not as often as I think it could. Be
happening. He just said should.
Should.
This slipped happening, and that was quite obvious that you think people should get pushed.
No, but I'm saying it's just right there. The
here's what's really weird about this jogger guy.
I brace myself every time I'm by a train.
How?
Because I think someone's gonna push me.
Yeah, yeah, I do too.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
No, I don't. I just don't stand near the edge.
About the jogger guys, you don't think of somebody who's like so like responsible to take care of their body. They're out there jogging. Yeah. Like he's not like running from anyone. He's like wearing like jogging equipment,
or he's getting a head start on running away.
All I can think of is like this is something Patrick Bateman would do from American Psycho. This is such a Patrick Bateman move, you know?
Yeah, that is disturbing, and I'm glad that woman's not dead. But what if there's a story behind it, and she? She deserved to die.
I that's what I want to know. I gotta know.
Like maybe that's his ex-wife, and she murdered their kids. And
the idea
and
of
she
a
got
fitness
off
enthusiast. Maybe he was listening. The only thing I could think of is like he was like listening to death metal, like really like amped up.
And
he's like, here it goes.
I'm doing. I'm doing what you say.
Somebody hit somebody.
Yep. Whatever you say, rat fuck.
Rat fuck.
Or I don't know. Then I went. You know, Satan's scrotum. Poof, pushing this lady in front of a bus.
Cannibal.
Push that bitch in front of a bus. Push that bitch in front of a bus.
What's the name? Cannibal.
Corpse.
Cannibal Corpse. Cannibal Corpse. Yeah.
That was better than whatever metal song you think says rat fuck.
I know. That,
Hammer
that,
face.
The, I think I got that from Spade.
Rat
he said
fuck.
Rat fuck.
I had a friend.
I've stolen two things. I stole a punchline from Spade, and what was the thing I stole that earlier, Tyler? We talked about putting a cat's paw in your vagina.
I think you stole it from us.
It's okay if you steal from yourself. It's all right.
We won't call the medical police. See what I did
Hey.
Because we talked about medical police earlier. That was hilarious.
It's actually meta because
it's not really a callback.
Yeah.
You just repeat yourself.
Yeah. Hey.
What's that?
Doesn't count as a callback if you just say the same thing you said before?
I don't know. I don't make the rules.
You guys, what is the law about in regards to having a human skull? Like, I'm just, you know how some people have human skulls?
Like, what? I think we all have a human skull. Oh.
No, like, some people have skulls on their house.
Ed Gein had human skulls.
Who did?
Ed Gein.
No, but I'm saying there's people in LA that have human skulls on a shelf. And,
he stole them, didn't he?
And it just occurred to me today for the first time that, like, isn't there some kind of rule, like,
there are laws.
Bury it or something?
Somebody, I think it was Rob Zombie or some famous person, collected them and had a bunch.
I would like one.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be kind of cool to have it if it was the right circumstances.
Well, our decor in our apartment.
Yeah, it would look good.
That's what I'm saying but isn't there some kind of
high
law?
And start freaking out like, that was someone, like, what if there's a soul and they're like watching me right now?
No, it's not even that.
I'm
what
being
if you
disrespectful and
like
every time you're naked in front of the skull, you're like,
put a blanket over it.
But then why even have it?
But that person has a family that, who probably thought they were buried or something.
It's really creepy when those fillings, fillings in the skull's teeth. That's how you know it's real. Why is this the darkest show we've ever done?
It's our energy.
Bunnies. Bunnies and kitties are cute. Kittens.
Well, you have two cats.
Yeah?
Yeah. We can talk about cats.
Okay. All right.
Cats aren't as exciting, though.
I'm kind of bored with cats.
I leave during human skull talk, and I come back, and you guys are like, look,
cats. Cats and bunnies.
Kittens.
I got to say that you guys are correct. That seafood place isn't very good, but it's kind of cool.
Okay, good. I'm glad we got that cleared up. Well, that was a callback, though.
I'm just backing, I'm callback, backing, Michael. Backing up your opinion. Callback. That was a callback, to earlier in the show. Mm-hmm. Hilarity.
No, that's just a reference.
Make sure I make a note in this script for the live show to do that again.
Guys, I saw something driving to work on Monday that I don't know. I don't know what I saw. I mean, I know what I saw, but I don't understand.
Did you know what you saw?
Slender Man?
Was it a dude pushing a jogger? Callback! Sorry.
Was it a crab hanging out of a woman's vagina?
It was a lobster. You
Sorry. A crab would be you. How would you know which part of the crab to put in?
The crabs were on her nipples if you were listening to
You're right. You could use crawdads for the nipples.
Crawdaddies is what they would call
them. You got to train them, though. All right. Do not let go.
Please go ahead, Tyler.
I was down on Beverly and like...
I'm getting very bored. Please
Normandy,
get to the chase.
A very dirty, dirty part of town.
Mm-hmm. Don't make me repeat my three-hour drive story.
Beverly and Normandy, yes.
Okay. That's in a bad part of town.
Or Beverly and Vermont, something like that.
Mm-hmm. I think every neighborhood outside of Beverly Hills is a bad part of town.
I haven't even got to the good part of the show that I want to get to yet, guys. This is a decent show, I think, so far.
Okay.
I shouldn't point that out.
It was a homeless man.
Shouldn't point that out.
Okay. Homeless man dragging a blanket across the crosswalk. Not when it's time to cross the street. He was just going for it. Very dirty. He looked like... Like maybe it was like the grown-up version of Linus. Is that the guy with the blanket and peanuts?
Yeah.
So he's dragging
flies around him.
Drinking. Jesus. Dragging his blanket
you
across.
You okay, Ty? You're
no,
right.
I'm not. I'm
what's
not
wrong with you?
He gets the other side and then just drops the blanket and walks away from it. So I don't know why he felt the need to bring it with him.
Well, I'm sure he does a lot of things that would make you scratch your head because
wait, did you feel the need to report that?
Yeah, Mike. I called the medical police and let them know that a man left a blanket.
Tell me
the
this.
Is he naked?
Would you guys back me up on this one?
Wait, is that the end of the story?
No!
Please, tell me.
I thought that was the end of the
How
story.
Would you wait, Mike. You're a grown man.
I thought that was the end of it.
You're around comedians all the time. You've done the show for 7 years. Like, you know how stories go. Like, you know they have beginnings, middles, and ends, right?
In his defense.
How is it so often you think, like, a story's over when it's just like you heard the first...
I really thought that was the end of the story.
Like, what kind of a story? I saw a homeless guy walk across the street and drop a blanket. Had to tell you guys. Had to tell you.
A bad listener. I'll admit it. Bad listener.
Okay, Tyler. Oh, I'm sorry. What were you... Mike, you were so excited about something. Now I feel bad.
I had a moral dilemma, and I did what I thought was right, and it backfired. No need for details.
Little tease.
More on that.
I was walking into Staples.
No! No, please, tell me what.
I was walking into Staples. There was a briefcase sitting by the front door outside.
Right, yeah.
And I went in, and I went up to an employee, and I said, hey, you know, there's a briefcase sitting by the front door. And he goes, yeah, I saw it. And I was like, all right. I guess no one cares that somebody walked up and left a briefcase.
Now I understand why he can't figure out where the ends of stories happen, because he has stories like that.
If you're going to leave a briefcase,
I saw a briefcase
at Staples...
Who would bomb Staples?
Who would walk up and leave a briefcase at the front door of a business...
They sell briefcases there. People with briefcases go in there, and they might have put it down.
Okay, what I'm saying is I'm on high terror alert, and that the employee at Staples didn't give a shit.
If I saw a briefcase like at the Roxy or like some kind of a music venue, I'd be very nervous. I'd be like, what the fuck is a briefcase?
What if you saw like a bowling ball?
Staples is where you expect to see briefcases.
With an alarm clock taped.
Who has briefcases? People still have briefcases?
Yeah, some people do.
Why would you have a briefcase?
Are you going to fucking put your brief in?
I don't think people have briefcases because like everything's like digital now, right? You just have your iPad and
Good point.
Oh, briefcases. If you guys ever see me with a briefcase, my dad used to have a briefcase and it would have like little codes on it.
Yeah.
Like the little like spin numbers, you're like James Bond or like you're like Mission Impossible. And I would learn them. You know why?
James Bond's the only guy that needs to lock shit up.
Because he kept his Playboys in there?
Oh, porn in the briefcase.
Yeah. I've found Maxims. My uncle's briefcase.
What were you looking at your uncle's briefcase for?
Why did he leave it on his bed?
Why did he leave the briefcase on his bed? Why are you on your uncle's bed?
Why are you on your uncle's bed going through his briefcase?
Finding condoms. This is horrible.
I'm a girl. I like to look at everything.
You guys do love to snoop. What
we
is that
do.
About?
We need
what is
to
that?
Know everything. Wait.
I had a friend who was married to a woman who admitted to me
what?
While drinking.
Gross. I just threw up in my mouth.
He was married. Yes. I'm sorry, Mike. And she said,
woman.
I snoop. And when I snoop, I get turned on. And I actually I get physically.
It is pretty exciting.
Wet is what she said.
I don't know about
sorry.
That.
She told me. She told me that. And
wait,
I,
in what manner of
you know
snooping,
this person too, Michael?
But what? How is she snooping?
She's like, I get sexually excited when I'm snooping through his phone. Like he takes a shower, and I'll be like looking for stuff. And I'm like, you're wet. Your marriage is fucking over.
You
like I knew at that moment.
Wet.
I'm like, what?
That was gross. You said you're wet. Marriage is over.
So Dr. Drew's wife
wedding.
Goes
I almost
his
said
phone
wedding. Or, I didn't say wet. Wedding. I almost said wedding.
Sociopathic.
I almost said wedding.
Oh, it's a wedding.
Marriage. What's that, Michael?
I.
Dr. Drew, what about Drew?
I was in Irvine yesterday, yes. And the air conditioning is leaking.
Uh-huh.
And the
Mike
and
looks
the,
like the pit boss at a
the bartender,
like at a racetrack.
The woman bartender walked through the
you gotta come
no,
down that turn.
No, Michael,
it's coming around.
Mike's wearing a trucker hat that says a Hoover Dam on it. And
I bought this at the
absurd.
Hoover Dam probably 20 years ago.
And actually, out when early before the show started, Tyler, you had it perfect when you said that he looks like somebody who decided to make a career out of selling hot dogs at the carny, at the
not
carnival.
Too shabby.
Like, that's what he looks like.
No, but from here, because these look like those
you can be
sound
proud.
Muffling.
You can be
ear
all right, so Irvine.
Nah, it just doesn't matter. The girl walked under it, and she said something.
Underneath the wet
she goes, I don't know where that water's
AC.
Coming from. And I went, oh, sorry, I pee on the roof. And she goes, oh, that's the first golden shower I've had like that. And I
and you're in love immediately, probably.
I turned me on bit. To snoop through her mind.
All right, so this bum is across the street. Drops this blanket. Was it a checkered blanket? Was it a full,
it was
a
like
solid
blue.
Color?
That's not relevant to the story.
Okay. All right.
What's crazy is I think it was a knitted blanket. That's it. That was
like
the
his
story.
Grandma made it for him.
No. So this very dirty gentleman who was wearing shorts, flip flops,
pardon
and a tank,
me, good
and
sir,
a tank
I'm
top.
A dirty gentleman.
And a tank top.
Suck my butt, you cocksucker.
Why is this the filthiest show we've ever
dirty
done?
Dirty gentleman.
Because Jess is here.
He's a dirty gentleman.
That's 100% why. There's people here. Mike's like the 4-year-old that's like, look what I can do. I can say suck my butt.
Penis.
No, you know.
You just talked about a penis. Woman masturbating with a giant shrimp.
It was a snooze.
It was a lobster.
It was a news story.
We both
the
know somebody.
Ate the shrimp.
We both used to work with somebody who is like that, and Mike is not, and he shares
I will
the name
admit,
with Mike.
Though, whenever
Mike
there's people
Carano
here.
Carano is nothing like that.
Whenever there's
really.
People here, I feel.
You get manic.
Like more.
Energetic.
Yeah, but yep. Too bad it doesn't translate into the live shows.
No, you get a little bit. Catatonic at times during the live shows, which I like.
Withdrawn.
It's nice. We can actually finish stories. It's nice.
Like this one.
Yeah. So he drops this knitted blanket. We've gotten to the bottom of that.
He drops his blanket.
Yes.
Very dirty fellow.
We got, that part.
Long hair kind of up in like a...
Not important, is it?
Like if...
Unless he's pulling like knives, shivs out of that hair. I don't care.
Homeless man bun?
Homeless man bun. But like long hair. It probably goes down
is this
to
your
below his shoulders.
Really far
sure
out of...
He wasn't
are you thing? Saying you think you saw Jesus?
This is Tyler going way out of his way to say that he's white without saying he's white.
No, I don't think he was white. I think he was like... He kind of looked like Iranian or like some like...
Maybe
he was
Sikh.
Exotic. He was like brown, like...
Sikhs
like
never
sharp,
cut their hair.
Sharp features. But his ass was out. Just shorts just completely so just under his ass.
Okay.
Oh, the shorts were like drooping so far.
Yeah, just drooped right. Down. Just ass is just out getting the breeze.
He should have made a belt out of that blanket instead of dropping it.
Do you think he has time for crafts?
He's walking towards.
He's got a lot of time.
He's walking towards the 7-Eleven, and he's got like he's counting like a couple dollars.
Is it free Slurpee day?
He has his money out, so I would say no. Unless you got, you still got to pay taxes on that Slurpee. It's free, but you still got to pay the tax.
Yeah, they go.
I would imagine you got to pay the tax.
Chiching yours 13 cents. What?
Usually it's like, oh, there's like it's such
we
a great deal, like
paying...
It's free, really? And they're like, yes, except you got to pay the tax.
Or it's like
and
a resort
the,
fee.
The price is like $90 usually for this.
It's
$5
like the
item.
Resort fee for the like my room at the Ace that was $109, and they're like that'll be $189. I'm like, what's that? Oh, $50 resort fee and taxes.
Yeah, the resort fee. Where the fuck?
And they got me in Vegas last week for that too, $50.
Oh,
for the resort fee.
It's such a nickel and dime society we live in.
I just walked out and dipped my dick in the pool.
Just don't laugh at that, guys.
I know that was so bad. I was going to say it.
Don't encourage it.
And I wish I had like one of those voice machines that could change that into being Tyler's voice.
Remember the iPhone days when you first get an iPhone and they'd have deals, so it'd be like $300. But they're like, normally though, it's $1,200, so you have to pay the taxes, which is like an extra additional like $180.
Not so much with iPhones, but I remember with everything else.
Is that still a thing that happens?
Yes.
I just all right.
Well, that's the same thing they do with free. Well, if you win a gift.
He drew breath into his lungs to continue the story.
I'm going to stop talking in a second. But if you win a gift on a game show, you have to pay taxes, which is why a lot of people cannot accept the gifts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I never knew that.
If you
What if they accept them like in like over a course of a period? They could like sell the car and then use that
if
money.
If you win a car, you have to pay the full tax on it. Before you can take
over the course
of
a period.
So his butt
the course
is
of
out.
A period.
What if they're like, I'll take the car.
What'd you say?
Next month.
His butt is out.
Yes.
Okay. Pants butt is
trying, trying to get back.
Blankets on the ground. Butt is out.
Butt.
Hair is up.
Butt is out. Walking around. Counting
sounds
his
like
money.
Sounds like a camp song.
Has a tank top. Mm. I mean, this is all relatively normal LA homeless stuff.
Right, yeah. I don't know why you're staring this guy down.
He's got like a beard, little
why
mustache.
Are you watching this guy?
It sounds more normal.
Except this man has the most beautiful breasts I've ever seen.
Ah!
Like full, beautiful. They're bouncing lovely. They're like, their shape is perfect.
Yeah. I can't tell if you're kidding right
I'm
now.
I'm not kidding. This man.
I've never heard Tyler talk about breasts in my entire life.
This man.
And I've known this kid for a long time.
This man had boobs that, like, any, like, Sports Illustrated cover model would be like, those are the ones that I want. Like, if you could pick out your fake boobs, you'd be like, those are the ones I want.
What do you think happened? What's the story?
I don't know, because they looked so.
Wait, were they out?
They weren't out, but they're in the tank top. They're in his tank top. And
how could you tell? How could you see them
so
clearly?
The man has his ass hanging out. Yes, and also his tank top is like low and to the side. There's almost nipple showing. It's not like he had stuffed in two melons and was like walking around like balloons. These are
did
his
you get a, did you get a
boobs.
Little turned on? A little turned on?
Slightly.
Oh my God, I got to find this guy.
Boner.
What street was he on?
I just drove by staring going, what the fuck?
Yeah. It's like every time.
Good thing you weren't that bus driver because.
Yeah, would have ran
bus
over
driver,
someone,
run
but
over
everyone,
that lady.
Everyone would have cut
it's
me
like
black once they saw this man's beautiful titties.
Yeah. seriously.
Do you have a location for Mike? Because I think he wants to go check it out. I just heard that.
Well, because of course you know I'm straight, but every now and then I see a guy and I'm like, that guy has the best ass.
Wait, do you? Do you really?
No, not really.
I've
but,
never done
it
that.
It might happen. It could happen.
I mean, I could look at a guy's face and go like, that's happened.
The only
like
thing.
A little supple lips, Tom Hardy. I understand like a guy's face being like, oh, look at this guy. You know what I mean? Like, I'd like to be more like that guy or.
Like chiseled?
I'd cuddle with him, you know?
Yeah, I haven't really had that feeling yet.
But there would be nothing sexual about it. I just feel safe. I'd feel very safe being cuddled by Tom Hardy. I'd feel safe.
Yeah.
I'd feel
safer if he was at the door with a gun looking out.
Or cuddling.
We're cuddling, yeah, you're right.
Cuddling with his gun.
Hey, when you cuddled with Puddles, like that's the happiest I've ever seen your face.
That was pretty fun.
Cuddling with a very large man can be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
My question is, do you think he was a woman trying
which way is what you're saying?
Change to a man, but then like fell on hard times and is on the streets now? Or is it a man that was trying to transition to a woman and he got the nice boob job and then
he wasted all the money on the perfect out.
I mean,
brand.
Do I have to bet?
Is it like the guys that just let people do tattoos on them for like beer
and
stuff?
Oh, yeah.
But like what shady doctor's like, hey, I'll give you titties. I'll give you $100 if you let me give you beautiful titties.
The guy that did this tattoo on my arm, the snake tattoo, they called him the Butcher of Venice for a while because he would practice on homeless people. All the time.
Cool nickname.
Yeah, he was
voluntarily practice?
Well, he'd be like, hey, come here, I'll give you a cigarette if you let me tattoo your back. Ugh. And he would tattoo
you gave that guy money?
He puts a big old smoke and gives you cancer.
He was dating my very good friend for a long time, so I got to kind of know him and I got to see the good side of him.
Mm. What was the good side?
That he was like a dad.
Discount tattoo.
He was a guy, we went to, in the middle of while getting my tattoo, we took a break and we went to Jack in the Box and we're sitting there waiting for our food to get brought up and he's like, look at these fucking animals that work here. You know that one over there is a kid fucker. You can just tell.
Yeah, he sounds great.
And he's like 5 foot.
That's a good sign.
He's like 5 foot three, and he's just covered head to toe in tattoos. And many of them used to be swastikas, but he's covered them up like, all the way up to his neck, all the way under his chin.
He gets better.
He's that guy. He's that guy. I love that guy because he was like, you could get him to laugh like really hard on stuff.
You
like,
cut that part out of the show.
You call him on
the guy who has swastika tattoos.
You call him on
and
shit.
The next sentence is, "I love that guy."
Because he was so himself. He was so that guy. I like to have like different people
in my
life. Sure,
this guy's
like,
a Klansman. And
no, you gotta have like different people in your life.
Baby turtles,
like, so you know what
himself.
Baby turtles are super cute. And unless you're a seagull, you have no business killing them.
Tell you one thing about Hitler, man. That guy knew who he was.
Yep, he was himself.
Wasn't afraid to be himself.
He was not afraid to be himself.
I think it'd be smart to have friends from all different walks of life. And maybe, you know, maybe you don't love them, maybe you don't agree with them, but I think that way too much in the society, and I'm getting on my soapbox a little bit, but we just make sure that we have friends that are just like each other.
So you think that makes you more well-rounded?
You guys were both at my wedding.
Yeah.
Did any of my friends have anything in common, really, other than...
They were all there.
They were all there. Like, I have friends from all different walks of life, and I think that when you do that, you'll understand
most of them seem like they do drugs.
But a lot don't. Like,
I was just trying to be funny. Alex, sorry, no offense.
I got Alex Pupich from, you know, he's in the Air Force, to Derek, who's a lawyer, to Farron, who's like a bartender, music guy. And
But the thing is, I think I know terrible stories about all those people.
Yeah, well, because you get to know anyone long enough, and you're going to have terrible stories about them. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, like, you should have people from all different places that
I
you consider
a guy
friends.
That's pooped in a fish tank.
Otherwise, you're just who's in that Nazi. Goddamn echo chamber.
Who does tattoos on the homeless for a cigarette.
You bringing up the boob homeless guy.
Guys, they were so nice.
Yeah, I believe you.
They were so nice. They were like bouncing in unison with him. Like,
that
the way he
it's
walked.
A man transitioning to a woman, because it's really, especially nowadays with, you know, modern, like, medic cop technology.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Callback. They can actually, you know, make perfection, right?
It's not a callback if you haven't done a joke yet.
No, that's the problem with callbacks. You don't have to make a joke. You just fucking say the word that you said earlier.
But you only said it once.
Medical police.
I'm confused.
You said medic. Oh, I thought you said medic cop.
Medic cop.
Oh, I thought you said medic cop.
What the fuck is medic cop?
Like, that's not a boob reference.
Probably the name of the episode is probably medic cop.
Oh, meta.
Medic police. It needs to be the title of the episode. Right, so, also because
don't
I think that
tell me what to call the episode.
I think that women tend to keep their shit together a little bit better than men, and less women end up on the streets than guys do. I think guys, maybe I don't know. Am I speaking out of turn here? Is this wrong to say?
I don't know. I've known some pretty
oh, yeah,
dirty
we all do.
Girls.
Right. But I think that if you look at the homeless situation, I should probably ask my wife because like, she's on the front lines of it.
Yeah.
But I would imagine that there's more male homeless guys.
I definitely see more of them when I walk to work.
And they're men?
Yeah.
Well, here's my philosophy.
Are the women? Are there a lot of women out there, but they're hiding?
Yeah, that's what I think.
I
think
they
go to
homes. I saw a homeless dick the other day, too.
Oh, that's cool. Tell
sweet.
Me more.
Why'd you bury
leave
that
with
story?
The dick? Leave
I know,
the dick.
Jesus Christ.
Was he masturbating?
I get a buried dick.
I don't know
dick,
if he
it.
Was starting to pee or if he was doing that. But he.
Oh, the worst
drove,
way to see a homeless guy.
Drove
poop.
By right as he pulled down the pants and just pulled out his dong.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's messed up
was
about
it shapely?
This?
Was it nice?
Yeah.
I couldn't
you know
really
what's
tell.
Messed up about all this, though?
What's that?
This all seems very normal to me. But a couple months
ago. Well, you live in Hollywood, so.
Well, we live in Hollywood, but we were walking down the street in Hollywood, and there was this model.
Into the microphone. I hate to say it, but I got to say that.
There was this model that was doing a photo shoot.
Is that a callback, Anderson?
It could be a callback. Yeah, but she just took her shirt off and changed in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I thought that was abnormal.
Did you
it
see
is.
Like actual nips?
Yes,
or?
She did.
Really?
Saw all the
how
nips.
Were they?
They were probably small, right?
They were very
as good
small.
As his
yeah,
homeless?
She was a model. Trick. Of course they were small.
She to her like her body is her living, and it'd be like a mechanic just like opening the hood of
oh,
her
wait,
car.
Oh wait, this wasn't a homeless like, person? This was a
no,
model?
No, it was not homeless. But if a homeless person had done the same thing, that would have been normal.
Yeah,
right.
But this was odd.
That's true.
Here's my theory, though. It's not a theory at all. It's actually fact.
Do that just disturb so many people?
Women have a little more dignity than men do, so they will likely go to like a woman's shelter or
yeah, would
seek
you stop
help.
Touching people during the show? Because it's very disturbing.
Why would I do that? Why would it stop when that's the only thing that people like that
but
I do
people
on the
have
show?
No idea. First of all, Mike doesn't like it. And I don't think the listeners like it when all of a sudden Mike just screams at the top of his lungs
no,
for
like
no
it.
Apparent
people
reason.
People tweet me. They're like, the only good thing you do is touch Mike and Anderson.
Mm-hmm. No, they don't.
They say,
no.
You're not funny. You don't tell good jokes.
I think women.
Hey, on a chat with
women
Andy
are more
day,
at risk when they're on the streets.
I was talking to a guy who asked me how you're doing.
And how are you?
He's like, how's Tyler doing?
He
no, no one ever asked
he
me.
He just said that
because of last week's. Yeah, yeah.
That's not real.
But he wanted to know, and I and you know what I said. I'm like, I'm really worried about him. He puts on a really like happy face, but that
guy
is fucking dark.
My last like 4 days has probably been like, I'm never really in like a extended funk.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been like 4 days of like feeling like really shitty.
Welcome to depression, sucker.
And I'm like, God, I don't know how you fuckers deal with this.
Yeah. How's it feel, buddy?
Not good. Like when you're just driving and you like want to cry and you don't know why.
Right.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
It's that bad?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what that is?
Yeah.
It's postpartum.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I think it's just the reality of life set in that it sucks.
Do men get postpartum?
Post lobster.
I'm sure nowadays they have a right to, yes.
A right to.
They have a right to.
Everybody has a right for everything.
Men's postpartum normally comes the minute they find out the girl's pregnant.
Mike, I'm sorry. What were you saying?
That's prepartum.
I don't know what I was saying.
What were you saying? You were saying something.
I don't know.
Come on, Michael.
I don't know. I don't remember.
I
kid you not.
Tell your good story, Anderson.
I think it's too late in the program, and I think I'm going to keep it for next week.
What?
Because it's going to lead to a whole discussion. And
well, you know what you could save it
for. You know what this show's the best at is being ignorant.
Yeah, we're pretty good at that. We pride ourselves on
ignorance. All right, my nephew's in town.
Okay.
Oh, wait. You're blowing it. This could be the Patreon
There's
thing.
A nephew.
Yeah, but it's too good because this is something
that it's too good for the people that pay for the show.
It's too good for the people that pay for the show.
No, what I mean is it's too good because here's what I want to do. What would have been great for the Patreon thing is if we talked a little bit more about the jogger guy. And I want to do like some kind of social current events.
No, you know what would be great is we go find that guy.
And
they
we talk.
Found him.
We talk for 15, 20 minutes.
We go find the jogger and we just yell, show us your tits.
I got to pee.
Wait, what?
What?
We're not talking about that guy.
To the big story? Jesus Christ. Are you going to try to jam a shrimp up your pee hole?
Callbacks. I'm starting to come around to Anderson's side.
What
is the peeing in the middle of the show thing?
I haven't peed yet either, and I had to pee when I got here. I got a fucking miniature shrimp clogging up my
take
urethra.
The show in the bathroom.
I'm bummed out that you're bummed out.
Yeah, it's just like work shit.
Do you think it's? Oh, okay. I thought it might be the stuff we discussed months ago.
What did we
like
don't
the yeah the political state and stuff.
Oh, no, actually less.
Thinking about your son's
that's,
future.
That's been more of a distraction from just all the. Just like work has just took a shit on me the last week, and like then because like it's like early days and late nights, and then it's like not seeing your kid for like 3 days.
Yeah, yeah, I bet.
And then like when you come home, like not being able to like have a conversation with your wife because you're so fucking distracted. Other than she's talking, you're like doing work, or then like you're eating, and then you sit down on the couch and try to like have a conversation. And then you're like falling asleep, and then it's like go to sleep and wake back up and do the work again.
I'd have to say that what you're going through is you gotta really really be careful because this is like how the beginning of how things get disrupted. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I can definitely see how like people that don't have like sort of like self-regulating.
Yeah, well, because a lot of you hear people say, well, he or she just wasn't around. They were so busy or they were always distracted with work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I had a conversation with Lauren about that today. I start to get like extra in a funk thinking that she's hurt by the fact that I'm in a funk.
And
you know?
She's recognized it. But at least if you guys keep your dialogue open, you're good to go.
I was like, the last thing everyone
cut to next week. Guess who's single?
Being one of those grumpy, distant husbands is like the worst possible thing.
Yeah. No. There's a guy somewhere beating the shit out of his wife.
Well, okay, yeah. Okay.
There's a homeless guy walking across the street.
There's a guy with nice
great boobies.
No, that's great. That's a nice.
There's a
is
homeless
a
guy with the perfect penis.
Ass wasn't great though.
Ty, you know what? You got to lay off the substances. That's what's going on there. Mm. You got to lay off the weed. You got to lay off the drinks.
Dr. Cowan
is too much over there. Drew always said that he'd treat you for free because Drew had Tyler pegged.
Drew's convinced.
He's convinced that Tyler's going to drop off.
There's something wrong with him. No one's that happy.
It's fine. Let him do his thing. But when it's time, I'll be there for him.
The worst.
So you guys had a little talk, a little chatskis. Is that how you leveraged to get on a live show? You're like, honey, look, I swear I'll be nicer to you if you let me do the live show.
No.
Promises.
No, well, and also
I swear I'll be nicer to you if you let me do the live show.
I mean, I'm kind
of
accurate.
It's how
there,
I realized how much of it was in my head because I told her about it and she's like, I didn't even like notice. So I was just
what
like,
do you mean?
I was conflating it. Like, it wasn't
she didn't notice that you were upset?
It wasn't her saying that, like, oh, you've been like weird and distant. It was me telling her, like, I'm sorry I've been like weird and distant.
Is it because you think that you can't be around your family as much as you like to be and you're bitter about that? You think that might be it?
I'm bitter.
Maybe did you just miss that part when you were in the bathroom?
Yeah, for sure. Yes. I missed a lot. Yeah. And I just come in like a freight train, just assuming things.
Yeah.
And
no,
like a small child that wanders into the middle of a film.
I was just saying work has been insane for the last like 4 or 5 days. And so it has just been like,
because I haven't had to experience that where like other than, you know, the 3 weeks of groupers, like I get to be with my boy. I miss Jillian a lot, but I get to be with the boy all day, every day. And if I was taken away from him like Jillian is and like you are, I think that I would get really pissed at the setup and the society.
I've seen a lot of comics just spiral when they're
on the road. They got to be gone for
they're on the road every week.
Yeah.
Just like being in London for that week?
Tuesday or Wednesday through Sunday, and they don't get to see the kids or anything.
Just being in London for the week, the first night, I was like, Ted, no kid, yeah. no wife.
Yeah, and right. then, second night.
Like, the second day, I'm like, oh my God, I'm like watching my child grow up on social media. Yeah, like, yeah. I'm like yeah. watching from afar. Like, if it was like, yeah, it's terrible.
Do you think this recognizing that and being aware of what's going down is a new thing? Or because do you think men in the 40s and 50s just didn't care? Like, I'm at work.
No, I think it's like, you got to be a tough guy.
Yeah, but do you think,
I still think that they were hands-off parents?
I think they were hands-off too.
It was the mom to raise the kid until around 10 or 11. Yeah. And then, like, when the kid
started
developing.
You stepped in with your belt to discipline.
And then you would, like, show the kid how to hunt and, yeah. you know, like, pour yeah. a drink and
hunt for a poon
be pen. A man and, you know what I mean?
I'm sorry I'm being dirty. It's just because you guys are here. It's very amusing. It really is.
It's very odd.
It's pathetic. Not as dirty as the fucking salamander in the vagina story.
Salamander.
Whatever the fuck the thing was.
Okay, you know what? I want to know who wrote that. Like, I want to know who dreamed that up.
I
want to
find that guy because he's probably like 60 years old now and he's like, that was a good one. That's what got me into fucking...
No. Like who was sitting around? Like, how do you? Yeah. Like, were they looking at a lobster in a tank at a restaurant or a market or
you
something?
You know, they had a teacher named like Miss DeLucci.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, where the fuck did that name come from?
I wonder if these things are like telephone, like you know, grapevine. Like they just like they start off with like, yeah, she put a lobster inside her, and then like it morphs a little bit more, and you add a little extra little salt, and then a little bit more. And
fire.
Hey, can I say this real yeah. quick, listener, Kyle Loader, who I spoke with earlier this week, yeah. chat with Andy.
Loader.
He does a podcast, which I said that I would plug for him because it is a quite an interesting podcast.
What is going on with
Listen, Ty, I think you're gonna like this. Listen to this, guys. Kyle Loader does a podcast called Your Parents' Basement. And every week
Say no more.
They pick a new video game. When I say new, I mean new one to the show, but a video game from 99 or before. And uh-huh. they play it, and they talk about it. And
well,
I don't know if they play it.
I thought it was going to be about snooping around in your parents' basement.
Yeah, I thought it was snooping around.
Weird things you find.
No. They cover like an old video game from like
out.
Like the stuff from Atari.
I'm
and it's the childhood. And they
I'm out.
It sounds good.
I'm out.
Sounds interesting for people that like video games. I thought it sounded good. Like if I like video games, I listen, but I hate them, so I don't.
I have a new podcast where I just find people who were recently fired, and we watch Cape Fear together.
What?
Seemed like
so weirdly specific.
I just plant the seed for revenge.
Which Cape Fear?
I plant the seed for revenge in their head.
But he wasn't getting revenge for being fired.
No, but it doesn't matter. You could
it's
transfer
because
that
he thought
revenge.
His lawyer
you could soak up that revenge and you could put it out any way you wish.
Okay.
Any way you wish.
Inappropriate things with little girls in that movie too.
You know what?
It's true. Even though she was of age at the time, but she looks like a 12-year-old.
Who is the girl again? She's an actress. Who's
Juliette Lewis.
Oh, yeah.
Dreyfus.
Oh, Juliette Dreyfus?
No, Juliette Lewis, and she's like sucking on De Niro's thumb.
Oh, God,
Max
that was
Caddy's
so
thumb.
Creepy.
Yeah, it's very odd.
So fucking creepy. I got to say, the first Cape Fear is pretty creepy, too.
I never saw.
Robert Neesham's good.
I think I saw parts of it. I think I did.
Anderson doesn't watch originals. He only watches the reboots.
I only watch reboots. Like, unless you're a reboot, you don't exist to me, you know?
Yep.
You would just, like, I watch it when they get it right. I don't watch the first mistake.
You'd never be able to watch movies.
What do you mean? That's all I'd be able to watch because they're everywhere.
Yeah. Okay, now, sure. But still, you'd just be sitting there waiting for like, that looks good. I hope they
I heard Dunkirk's great, but I'm waiting for the reboot.
Yeah, Dunkirk
Actually,
too.
You know what? Dunkirk was a reboot because they did a Dunkirk back in like 1959, and I saw parts of it, and it's unwatchable.
Every movie that's based on reality is a reboot, so to speak.
It's true.
I watched The Founder finally, and my favorite part of it was at the end when they said that Joan Kroc donated all of her money to NPR.
Weird, right?
Charity, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, that's pretty cool. Now, shouldn't all of her money have kept NPR alive forever?
Did you have the weird feeling that I did where you're like rooting for, what the fuck is his name?
Kroc.
Ray Kroc.
Ray Kroc. I was going to say the actress.
Roy? Ray.
You're rooting for him?
Michael Keaton.
Birdman.
And then about halfway through, I was like, oh, he's the worst.
That's the best.
He never comes back around and redeems himself.
He's never redeemed.
No, but it's
just
guys, it's just like the age-old story of absolute power corrupts.
No, it's good. I liked it. It was just funny that moment of like, oh, I'm rooting for the ass.
Yeah, I love it. I love that.
Yeah. How much did it make you want to go to McDonald's?
Oh, makes you want to go to In-N-Out for sure.
Yeah.
Because like McDonald's was the original In-N-Out. Like they had quality, good tasting, fresh ingredients and whatnot.
Yep.
I love that movie. I really like that movie.
It's a good movie.
You know, if they never had milkshakes, they still would be around. Because that's the whole thing. The milkshakes brought
Who's not around?
The McDonald's people.
The, oh, the original. The original people.
When he bought the place across the street, motherfucker.
I read something that there's a lot of inaccuracies in there.
Of course.
Like, oh, movie. Fuck. Like,
forget it. I hate that movie.
They tried to franchise before he even came along.
Yeah, but they
cover that.
The
yes.
Yeah.
Who was telling me this? I hate that person.
That in the movie. Yeah.
You're right. You're absolutely right. That movie's spot on.
Inaccuracies in your friend reporting inaccuracies.
Some inaccuracies in your friend picker.
You guys, I pick friends from all over, Tyler.
Yeah. I like the ones that tattoo the racist homeless.
If any of you guys who live in the Los Angeles area happen to know that homeless guy with the nice tits,
I hope someone else is.
Jillian might know him.
Bring him to the live show.
Why were you doing? What were you doing down there?
Fucking drive up every day.
Trying to score some crack.
Trying
to score some crack.
Hey, I get off at Silver Lake and I drive on Beverly all the way to Beverly and Fairfax.
I'm so bored with all of that information.
You know that restaurant that we collected the $3,000 in?
What?
That shady deal that went down?
I have no idea what he's talking about.
When we went, Sergeant McAllister met us at
restaurant. Yeah.
Out of beeswax.
I didn't go to that restaurant.
Out of beeswax.
Oh, really? They went
out of
business?
There today.
What was it called? Who cares?
Maybe because no one was ordering the beeswax.
It's out of business, man.
Like, why does it matter? Who cares?
People lost their jobs. Life's are affected.
You're going to have to rent the Cape Fear.
You're just trying to build some drama in the show.
Trump will get them new jobs.
People had to go get new minimum wage jobs somewhere else.
All right.
Please,
you know what? The show's been filthy. The jokes have been terrible. But you just made it the worst by bringing him up.
Yep.
Oh, Trumpy?
Trumpy. Hey, speaking of Trumpy.
Oh, God.
I was in Las Vegas last week, and I happened to
beautiful
notice...
Beautiful town, the crown jewel of
I was
America.
Walking through Circus, the scummiest
it's
hotel
so
on the strip. The crown jewel.
Everything is gold.
If you walk through Circus and you yell out Trump, everyone starts cheering.
The most beautiful women.
What do the chips look like at the end? Is there a Trump casino? There's a Trump casino.
There's a Trump building, but it's Trump not a casino.
No casinos? Oh, he couldn't get the casino license. Look at that. That's sad. He could get the presidency,
but not the
casino license.
I think it might be owned by his ex-wife. I think the Trump building there is owned by his ex-wife.
I want to see like chips at the Trump casino with like his face. Yeah. Like, what would he
you
do?
You mean like...
Why is it the chips... Chips theme.
Why are the chips
theme? You want to see chips at Trump Casino.
Oh, I see. I didn't even get the chips. God damn. I'm sorry.
Hold on. I got to conjure up a callback to that.
Chips. All right.
You know what they have in Vegas? They have that guy holding up that giant-ass lobster.
It's dead now.
Yeah.
Oh, that thing is dead now? The guy in the tux holding the lobster?
Had some burns on the face.
Oh,
full circle.
Anytime I see a lobster with a burn face, I know where he's been.
Putting lobsters up pussies.
What
so
was her?
Great.
What was her name?
He gets more. You get more tail. Okay, forget.
What
it.
Was the woman's name? That the teacher that
Miss
did this.
DeLucci.
They should have like
22. So perky, you gotta see him. She's like this homeless man.
Wait, she's a teacher now?
This you homeless should, man.
Well, because Tyler said that's probably where the story was born out of. Somebody had a teacher they hated. Miss DeLucci.
Hey,
they should have a lobster on the menu called the DeLucci.
Famous,
and it
famous,
just comes, it's raw with a bird face.
Famous,
and his tail is trimmed down.
Do
a big dildo end on it.
They just let you grab him. It's so nice. They drop
all right, Ty, you know what?
I had a mystery.
Ty.
They drop the blanket. You just walk up, give him a little squeezy.
Ty.
It's so nice.
Please stop. Let's move on. With
I had
the,
a,
with
a,
our,
a,
with
a
our
mysterious
lives.
Thing happened in Circus that I still cannot figure out.
What were you
maybe,
doing there? Why were you there?
I wanted to go to like the shittiest hotel, so I went there. I didn't stay there. I just wanted to walk through for some photo ops and stuff.
There's
it didn't
way
work
shittier
out.
Hotels than Circus.
No.
Circus
has
pretty bad.
Awful children running
yeah.
around.
Yeah.
So terrible.
Yeah. I hate it so much.
Yes. There's one of those horse races that's like against the wall, but it's three-dimensional. You know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
Where you like squirt water or something and
oh,
make
yeah,
the horses run. Or you do something.
What color is the water?
Tyler,
we're
let it go.
And I stood there for less than a minute.
Hold on.
I took three pictures.
Mm-hmm.
One picture, it's a bunch of jockeys on a bunch of horses.
Right.
Running across this three-dimensional track mm-hmm. with a giant sign that said
the
Circus Sport Downs.
Circus Downs.
Giant sign, three-dimensional sign right. that said Circus Downs.
Right.
I didn't notice a change in the game. The third picture that I took, every person on a horse is a clown and the sign now said Circus Clowns.
Well, that's pretty
and
cool.
It wasn't, they weren't screens, and right. It wasn't a two-dimensional thing. It was, right. I don't know what the switch was,
Is it a hologram?
Mistaken,
what's going on?
No, it's not a hologram. I don't know what happened. The only proof I had that it changed was the photos.
The picture.
And I don't know if maybe I...
What are you talking about, though? Like, what is it? Explain what it is. Is it like
I stopped,
projections
I
onto the wall?
No. It's a three-dimensional horse racing game.
I went to Circus
When you say
Downs.
Three-dimensional, what does that mean?
I went to Circus...
Like, you're three-dimensional
there's,
right now.
There's
I would never
a
describe
you. A wooden horse with a jockey on it, and then behind that is another one, and behind that is another one, and they go up steps.
Oh, up steps, okay.
I went to Circus Downs. It's so wonderful. They give these special little children the chance to do their tricks.
Where are you going with this? Type of Where are you going?
You know the children with the long faces.
You guys ever play that game, the horse racing game that's
Circus
like under a
Downs.
Bubble? It's under a bubble, and like you can have
Trump
four
went
different.
To a Down syndrome circus.
I'm glad someone likes it because I don't. I don't like it.
The tent is so little.
I don't like it when you make fun of mongoloids. Please.
Ooh, with the hard M.
Mongoloid barbecue Jesus. Is the best.
They get the noodles so crispy.
When was mongoloids and what was the thing for half black half white people?
Mulatto.
Mulatto. When mongoloids and mulattoes.
I still
like that was acceptable when I was
no,
a kid.
I still up until like a few I years ago I used acceptable. The word mulatto because I thought that was acceptable.
Oh!
Did you really?
Yeah, I swear to God.
Isn't it like some kind of ice cream or something that's like a zebra?
No.
That's gelato.
No.
Not gelato. Mulatto means
what is the
something.
Ice cream that's the three flavors?
That's Napoleonic.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Neapolitan, but I always call it Napoleon because yeah. I'm dumb.
Neapolitan
the one where nobody eats the
is a wonderful yeah. man.
Who thinks that shit is good, by the way?
All right, guys, I'm at the gym the other day. And and I'm just trying to wail on the pecs. And
we get
in front
it. You
of
work
me
out.
Is Ew. This...
Homeless woman with the most beautiful eyes.
Younger person, and they're about to do some kind of like Pilates or yoga yeah. or something. Yeah. And it always really bothers me because there's giant like rooms where yeah. you could actually
it's other
do
people
all that
living
stuff.
Their lives in your personal space.
And when they bring their little yoga mat into like where the the equipment is, yeah. and they try and do it there in front of me, it bugs me because they yeah. have plenty of space.
Does it bug you more than
that.
The guy doing push-ups on the corner of Ventura and Laurel Canyon the other day?
His boobs make it okay.
He was going for a run and decided just to drop and start doing push-ups in front of everybody.
Not. Really fitting in.
You guys are trying to exercise my love of callbacks out of me, and it's working.
So,
is it with the boobs?
this guy's sitting in front of me, and he's about to do his Pilates. But
wait,
I guess
how did you not take a picture of that guy's nice jugs?
That's a good point. One more reason to get a dash cam.
I had one hand on the wheel. I think you know
one
where
hand
the
other. On your dick.
Yeah, that's the fucking joke, Mike.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I'm stepping all over tonight. Let me do
don't
that.
Touch. Oh, you're touching him now. After at first. After
it's
that
how
first.
I can dish it out. I can
Mike,
dish out.
Mike touched Tyler. That's weird.
Yeah,
I've
this.
Never seen you do that before.
Yeah,
like he was
nice.
Tickling him.
Here, let's hold hands.
That looked weird.
That's
the holding
hands
just looks like.
This is how we hold hands. We're an all business gay way. Couple. All business, all the time.
All right, so this person
Johnson?
Is in front of me.
They're literally Johnson.
They're about to
That's
do
what I was thinking about your
their
Johnson.
Yoga or their crunches or whatever. And but before they do so, they want to get a picture of themselves
yeah.
in
before and after, fat skinny.
And
fat,
they're
skinny.
Doing the duck face.
Yeah,
and they're
yeah,
like quack. Jutting out their jaw and just looking for the right. And mm-hmm. I'm like right in front of this person, and it's like, don't you have any kind of fucking shame or
yeah.
humility?
Nope.
Or like
no,
you have no care that I'm watching you. Do this, and it's
yeah.
you should be so
maybe,
fucking embarrassed.
Maybe they were doing it for you.
They were not.
Yep.
You
never.
Were, you said
I didn't
you,
even exist.
You said you were wailing on the pecs.
I was wailing on the pecs.
Was this a woman?
It was an effeminate man.
It was a he she
so,
with nice jokes.
It was a man. Who,
either way, could have been doing it for you.
Who wears very short? I've seen him since, and he wears very short booty shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
yeah,
and works his ass a lot. I've mm-hmm. noticed pretty good butt.
Maybe he's an ass model,
but it's like. I'm insulted because
PGB,
like he has such little interest in my existence that he's willing to embarrass
he's
himself.
Hard to get
embarrass himself right in yeah. front of me because it's not embarrassing. It's not even embarrassing him.
No, I'm with you.
He's like, you know, it'd be like if he.
He's hoping you'll take the photo for him.
It's the same as like if a pretty girl is sort of picking her nose right in front of me. It's like, oh, she has no interest in what I think of her.
Yeah,
because I'm just
you're
irrelevant.
Just street trashed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You want them
that's
to be
how
ashamed
I,
for you.
I would like them not to like just pick their nose right in front of me, like, you know, Or Belcher.
Okay, so the people sitting next to me at the Malibu Seafood today, I had the same sort of experience on a lesser level. So
nice boobs.
I'm bringing the story.
Stop encouraging
him. The story.
Oh, I'm dreading the live show.
I'm following your stories with a much less interesting story, but it's similar.
Mm.
It was like a Middle Eastern, like family.
Was there a briefcase they left?
A lot of like a machismo.
Come on, that was a good callback right
like
there.
Like a machismo pride. Type of family, like people that they appeared to have
machismo pride.
Yeah, like it was a bunch of dudes.
I know exactly what he means.
It was a bunch of dudes, and they looked
and submissive women.
They weren't like
the best.
They weren't like gaudy, but they appeared to have money.
Right.
And when the kid came over, it was like the dad, the uncle, another man, and then the son who was like 23 or 24.
Mm-hmm.
And when he went to get 25. The food, and they went hog wild. 21
though.
They went fucking, I should say, lobster wild.
Right.
They got four giant full lobsters.
Where's this going, though?
They got a shitload of food, okay. And they just looked like a family that had bread, right. And they were here feasting.
What's the point?
I thought they ordered lobsters.
Then,
Tyler, stop it.
I completely lost all respect for this wealthy Middle Eastern family
that
was having a feast
right.
at the beach when all four of them took out their cell phones and took pictures of the lobsters.
That's okay.
No, it's not.
Why? They like the meal they're about to eat so much that they want to. Now, if they post it to their friends, fuck them. But if they're just taking a picture for to remember and look back at their like,
no,
great
you put
lobster
it on your Instagram
feast.
Story.
Wait, who does that? Everyone puts it on their Instagram.
Yeah.
Why don't you just do it for yourself?
No, you put on the story like lunch in Malibu.
Why does that upset you, Mike?
It's just cheesy, man. I thought because it's
more
the
like
same
Malibu's.
Oh, like they should. Like they should have been like, oh yeah, lobster every day. Who fucking cares?
That's the
I
attitude
gotcha.
They
yeah,
had
yeah.
was we're just having another lobster lunch
right.
at the beach.
Oh, you wanted the you were the, being racist.
You're way off,
and
Mike.
Wanted
no, I was not being racist.
Way
I was
off,
pointing.
Mike.
You wanted them to be rich.
There?
They have to rub it in everyone's
Saudi
face.
Saudi Arabians.
Yeah. I think if you're trying to portray yourself as a man of distinction that
mm-hmm.
eats a fine meal.
Mm-hmm.
Every day.
Well, you're
you don't need to photograph it.
Describing me to a T. Y-L-E-R.
Don't worry. Why?
That was funny.
Why?
Why? That was funny. T-Y-L-E-R.
I found the secret. You just spell things for Mike.
That was funny. Oh, my God. That was
all right, guys. Real quick. Used to get my hair cut by my friend Char. She does it out of her like house/studio in Hollywood.
Is that the end of the story?
And that's it. Done. Finn. And now that I got the boy, it's like Char, it was a pain in the ass already to get down there mm-hmm. and to get my hair cut. Yeah, you know, parking, and she's in Hollywood, like on Poinsettia and Fountain. Why did I just give her address? But anyways, it's like right there. It's like right in the heart of town. And so now I getting a haircut by somebody, especially when you have like short hair like this, like you can get it cut wrong and it's shitty, and you look bad, right?
Like this.
It's like military.
Right now, it looks fine. It looks all right.
Oh,
right?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Looks good. Looks good. Looks good.
Looks
good. Looks good. Looks good. Looks good. Looks good.
So I went out and I ventured out a few months ago, and maybe a year ago,
you've
and
been
somebody
on this story for a year.
Somebody cut my hair, and I walked around. I felt like Urkel. Like I in my head, I was like, my hair looks so bad.
Oh, I remember that.
It was a bad. Yeah, you. I'm sure you do. People were actually commenting and calling
what do you
calling
mean,
me
like Urkel. How could your hair look
Gomer
like
pile? Like it was just like there was like a fade, and it was like all the way around was like.
Did you go to like a cool guy barbershop?
Kind of.
Ah, yeah.
So I'm like desperate again because I can't go to my girl.
How come you don't go to your.
I can't go to Char because she's too far away, and I got yeah. like you know a newborn. I can't like bring my newborn to Hollywood.
Is her last name Broiled?
Char Broiled. Char. Oh. So I found a girl. Her name's Destiny. She's right down the street from
Destiny.
Me. It took her 20 minutes to cut my hair because Char would take for fucking ever. She just gabs.
Yeah, but it feels good. So
takes
it's
like an hour to cut my hair, and she'd stop
like
a lot
the
of the
touch
time.
Of a woman, so it's fine.
This new woman that I found, Destiny, 20 minutes maybe. It was like super cheap, like $25 or something, and it looked good. It was great. So I'm like, I finally found a new haircut lady. This is awesome. I was very excited. Big deal in my life because it's hard to find somebody I trust with my stupid haircut. So I go back. It's been a few months
what do
now,
you say?
And I call up.
Give me the 4 and 8. What's your?
I show them pictures. And
what pictures?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I just say like, make my hair look like it used to, like with this.
And they're like, wait, this picture of lobsters. Let's see, I'll call back.
don't laugh at that.
You don't need to point.
So I call up Destiny and I say, hey,
she's working at the strip club. Sorry, she's not here.
I say, Destiny, I would like to get my haircut with Destiny tomorrow. Do you have anything open around 6? They say, oh, we don't take reservations. I'm like, okay. So I have like a 45-minute window because I have a kid. I'm supposed to roll in there and hope for the best.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, pretty much. So I roll in there hoping for the best. The best is not to be had because
when did you call?
Destiny. Either way, like either I'm going to call and not have get my haircut or drive 2 minutes down the street and not get my haircut. Destiny's working on someone and she says it's going to be another 2.5 hours because she's like got to blow her out.
She's in foils.
Yeah.
So I said, okay. And I was pissed. And I'm like, why don't you guys take reservations or, you know, make appointments? And they said, because we're family run and operated. What does that mean?
Yeah, also
what that means. And plus, if we took appointments, then how would she be doing her right now? I'm like, she wouldn't be. She'd be doing me.
Yeah,
you understand the importance of an appointment? Does that make sense to you?
Before or after me?
Like, yeah, she'd be working around.
And like that argument would have made sense like 20 minutes earlier.
You're like the Ray Kroc to their brothers.
Long story short, as I just find another place, I'm like, I can't have my haircut looking like my hair was just looking bad. I was starting to look inbred, and I don't like it when I look like that. So I found a place down the street that they were open, and they were able to take me right away.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, and the guy was very nice. He barely used scissors, which was kind of weird. I felt like getting like a modern-day Flobee haircut. Like he just used like a comb and buzzers. It was a weird haircut. Yeah. Just a comb. And then buzzers, like lots of, there was like a constant, like a cloud of hair around my face, you know, like really fine hair. And the guy seemed normal enough and he was nice. We talked a little bit. But
after it was over, he said, do you mind if I eat this?
And I would get so mad at both of you if you did this, what I'm doing right now. Okay. And I don't think it's going to translate, but.
Here comes a fart joke.
He tells me his name's Dave, but everyone calls him Scissor D. And he gives me his card. And this is the guy that cut my hair. And it. He didn't look or seem anything like that. He seemed exceptionally normal.
That's wonderful.
So, and I love my haircut.
No!
This is my new haircut guy. I'm glad that you guys are having this reaction.
Okay, I don't have, oh I don't know how to pull it up.
You sound like George Sakai just now.
Do you remember, I don't even think we were doing this podcast at
he
that
looks
point
a little like a young George Sakai, right?
Do you remember my haircut
Scissor
story?
D is my new haircut guy. I love him.
Anderson, do you even have a recollection of this because I will find the picture
precision
and post it
and freeform haircutting.
Can we post like his picture?
Yeah, why not? Should we give out his address?
Do you remember this? Like probably 10 years ago.
Mm.
We already advertised.
If we knew each other then.
Basement podcast. We can give Scissor D
your parents'
a shout
basement
out.
Sounds like a very interesting podcast where they cover
not as
like
interesting as
vintage
Scissor D.
Video games.
Scissor D's store that
Scissor
apparently,
D is tag.
Apparently calls
like
hashtag
Bach.
Hashtag hair fashion.
He looks like an Asian Sebastian Bach a little bit.
He looks like the new front man of Journey.
Okay. Do you have any
recollection
of
10
this?
Years ago.
I wanted a haircut.
Yes.
I was living in Bray at the time, and I just stopped at a barber.
Mm.
And I walk in, yes. And the guy that came out from the back was probably 94, 95 years old.
I remember this. Yes,
and he
I
could
do.
Barely walk.
Right.
And he goes, hold on. I got someone for you.
Yeah.
And that guy makes an appearance with the members-only jacket on. The long hair like that,
yeah.
Feathered,
right.
With the giant mustache, uh-huh. Wearing the half,
yeah.
Gradiated sunglasses. I'll take care of you.
Oh, no. Nick,
when
do you
comes
do at
out,
that point?
And
you
he's
can't
got,
say never
he's
mind.
He's got the wall of trophies.
You can't
I'm
do that.
To make small talk, and I went, what's that? He goes, national champion hair cutter competition
really?
Guy. And he goes to like all these competitions, and the haircut was blah, blah, blah. But I posted the picture of. I let
was that when you had the
hair.
Military haircut for a while?
Maybe, but he was very similar to that. But this my guy had like feathered
D?
Hair, and he was dead serious. He's wearing a Hawaiian shirt and a members only jacket over it, and he probably had 30 giant trophies behind him, and he took it very serious.
Here's the thing about Scissor D.
Now Scissor D and this guy should
Scissor
throw
D.
down in some sort of Karate Kid style movie.
If I saw a Scissor D before I got my haircut, yeah. I don't think I would want to get my haircut by Scissor D, right? Seeing yeah. his card. His what we're reacting to is like
wait,
a business
he cut
card.
Your hair
it's a
in
picture.
His car?
I took a photo of it.
And but after meeting Scissor D and having him do a good job, I'm now proud that that's my guy.
Fuck
that
yeah, Scissor
my hair.
D.
Like I want to just keep in my wallet and be like, this is the guy that cuts my hair. This
yep.
guy right here.
Yep.
Look at Scissor D. He's the best.
This is Scissor P, my proctologist, or my urologist.
Does he understand the irony that he has super fucking long hair, like he never cuts it?
That also doesn't look good.
Hey, it looks fine. Don't talk shit about Scissor D.
Yeah, you don't badmouth Scissor D.
Yeah. Hey, I gotta be somewhere that's 45 minutes away in 20
what,
minutes.
In bed?
So we gotta go.
That you, do you have a time machine? Because you're not gonna make it.
Yeah.
You had to bring up your Scissor D.
Do you have a time machine? Answer the question to the police judge. Call back. I got one in.
Oh. Oh.
No. Watch out for the long arm of the lobster. Ooh. Great titties.
We're not in tune tonight. Oh.
Homeless boobies.
Hey guys, thanks for coming by. Thanks for stopping by. It's
thanks
really
for
good to see both of you again. Miss you guys. You guys are great. I wish we all worked like in some big place together or something.
Me too.
I'm Vinny, life the vaginal sucks. Lobster.
Or I wish I was on social media and I had an idea of like what people that I like actually
Vinny,
do, but
the
I can't
vaginal
look.
Lobster.
Oh, I'm terrible at social media myself.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, so
I understand.
You know who's pretty okay at it is Ty Ty.
Yeah.
He's all right.
What am I?
I got
good
a
at?
Belly full of
social
shrimp.
Media.
You mean my literal job?
In your cervix.
Let's just push stop.